Me, Jyotirmayananji, in Miami, Florida. Today is August 21st, 2015, Friday evening, and tonight Swamiji continues with the lecture series on the highlights of the Upanishads. Tonight Swamiji will lecture on Chandogya Upanishad. This is series 2013, class number 2. And now, Pujya Atman, Sri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Vapyayantu Mamangani Vak Pranaha Chakshu Shrotram Atho Balam Indriyani Cha Sarvani Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam Maham Brahma Nirakuryam Mama Brahma Nirakarot Anirakarnam Astu Arinakarnam Meyastu Tadato Upanishatsu Dharma Te Mayi Santu Te Mayi Santu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. It's the peace chant of Chandogya Upanishad. Om, may my limbs, speech, pranas, eyes, ears, strength, and all the senses develop and be nourished. Nothing left out. All that is important for you. All must receive nourishment from the self. All this is the Brahman of the Upanishads. May I never deny Brahman. Whenever there is denial, it means one allows sorrow, stress, sadness, fear to dominate the mind. One has to understand the difference between denial and acceptance. And there is a big difference. From the denial state to acceptance state, that's the whole story of bondage and release. As long as there is bondage, as long as you are not aware of essential nature, there is a constant denial of the absolute. Satyam Shivam Sundaram, that's your essential nature. Ideally, your mind should be thrilled all the time. It should be like seated under a kalpaka tree, a mystic tree, and all your desires are fulfilled and all your imaginations and dreams are completely satisfied. So the simple prayer that must enter your heart every day: may I never deny Brahman. All problems arise because of denial of Brahman. When you do not deny Brahman, you realize Brahman is the only reality. When you are sleeping or enter into dream, in dream you are caught with so many problems, lots of stressful situations. Why? Because you have denied this, the reality. You are lying on the bed, perfectly relaxed. That reality has been negated by your mind. The denial has put you into trouble. Cure comes when that memory enters your mind. Nothing in the dream is real. I must wake up. Nothing should I hold on to in the world of my dream. Let me wake up. When that profound inner feeling develops, and that's what we mean by not to deny Never deny Brahman or God. May I and Brahman be inseparably related, and God should not be viewed as a separate entity. God is your essential nature, just like a reflected sun and the real sun. Both are one and the same. Every individual soul is a reflected sun. The same self that is being experienced through a conditioned mind. So therefore, deep down, the I am in you is the same as I am the sun. I am that am I. May all the virtues enjoined in the Upanishads reside in me. The virtues relate to Devi Sampat, all the divine qualities, fearlessness, truthfulness, purity, sincerity, compassion, all these virtues, they are the aroma of your healthy personality. You don't really have to cultivate them. They belong to you. They, just like the rays emanating from the sun, belong to the sun. And the sun doesn't have to exercise a special effort to radiate the rays. In the same way, if you are spiritually healthy, real health is spiritual health. You begin to waft, as it were, aroma of all these great qualities. But in the early state, for attaining that, virtuous qualities have to be developed with effort, with patience, and so forth. May all the virtues enjoined in the Upanishads reside in me, who am devoted to the Self. May they abide in me. Om peace, peace, peace. Remember, I'm doing highlights. Chandogya Upanishad I have done very recently. But this time it is highlight of highlight. I'm turning to chapter 2, section 1. It's known as Samavidya. Sama comes from the words sama, samatha, equanimity, serenity, equal vision. In the state of enlightenment, there is samadrishti. Your vision sees absolute oneness. You do not have the vision of multiplicity, the vision of absolute non-duality. To understand, in your dream state, you have a vision of multiplicity of illusions. To wake up, all that distorted vision must move away from you. But in the process of waking up, you must realize that everything experience in your dream is your own consciousness. That's called practice of equanimity. In the same way, that insight has to develop. Firstly, you are not the physical body. You are operating through the body. Body, mind, intellect, all these are like instruments. Just like in a cell phone, it's an equipment. Your entire body, mind, set is equipment. And even though the equipment speaks wonderfully, displays wonderfully, yet it is an equipment, it is not you. So therefore, do not be distracted by equipments, body, mind, personalities. I am Satchidananda. I am existence, consciousness, bliss, absolute. That's one aspect. Another aspect, all this world of multiplicity is apparent reality, not the reality. And the reality behind all is same, Brahman. While dreaming, the reality around you, as well as all the inner world of yours, what you are thinking, what you are expecting, how you are dealing with your inner stress, all that is illusory. Your inner world as well as your outer world. Because even in your dream you have that illusion, the inner and outer. But both are dreams. When you wake up, neither your inner problem nor the outer problem had any reality. Much in the same way, in the state of enlightenment, you are rid of your inner problems, your subtle desires, your expectations, your karmic involvements, and your outer, the world of circumstances that you go on facing day by day. Inner and outer, that creates a quagmire, and the soul is trapped. But all the inner and outer are appearances, illusory. Without going into further, let me give you Samopasanam, Upasana, developing a devout view of absolute reality as Sama. Sama means that which alone exists, that which is the only reality, that which is realized through absolute serenity of mind and equanimity. And all great qualities proceed from the mind that experiences serenity. Samastasya khalu samna upasanam sadhu. Yat khalu sadhu, tat sameti achakshate, yad sadhu, tad sameti. Indeed, the upasana on the whole saman is good. Upasana, upa means up. There are many words in literature. Even in English you have the same Sanskrit, but in English you will say upasana, and that up in English is up. That's the only difference. another figurative point. This state of consciousness that you experience depends upon how you are seated, what type of asana you have. Seated means, again, not to be taken literally, how you are situated. That's called asana. Somewhere in some condition you're holding on to. Upasana, raise yourself. Don't stay in that low level. Come to sit up. And that's the purpose of devout meditation that purifies the heart. Always remember, karma, upasana and jnana. Karma yoga, removes mala, impurities of the heart. Upasana removes vikshepa, distractions that exist that are caused by subconscious and unconscious impressions. And the last, avarana. Avarana is the veil that's caused by ignorance that belongs to deep unconscious. And that upasana, mala, is removed by karma kanda, karma, karma yoga. Vikshepa is removed by devotion and meditation. And avidya, or ignorance, is removed by knowledge of the self. In that context, here you are being led to do upasana on Saman, the divine quality. That upasana on this whole Saman is good. Anything that is good is called Saman. All that is not good is called Asaman. In India, a state is known as Assam. And most probably, this is the meaning behind it. Ah is invoking Saman, Sama, God who is ever present and is the embodiment of equanimity. The message behind it: learn to assimilate Sama, or that would imply. First level of practice, dealing with people. If you are practicing four great qualities, Maitri, Karuna, Mudita, Upeksha. In reciting it, Mudita comes first. Mudita, Maitri, Karuna and Upeksha. Mudita means joyousness. When dealing with people, and people who seem superior to you in their quality, in their success or whatsoever, never develop a sense of jealousy that I am going to outsmart you. I'm going to pull your legs. But rather, you have done it? Well, that proves I can also do it. Give me the secret. Be my friend. There's instinctive goodness is there in society. When you deal with people and complain, I had a headache and all that. Oh, when I had a headache, I took that particular medicine. You should take it also. If you have that type of attitude, life will be wonderful. The culture will rise to high level. So mudita, maitri, develop friendliness towards all, not only towards human beings, even towards animals and birds. They're all friends. We're burdened with a heavy sorrow, and a bird comes, sends you a tweet. These are all friendly voices. And if mind were to be highly advanced, even inimical voices have in them a potentiality to awaken goodness in your heart. And the inimical voices, inimical presence, is only to give you strength to recognize you have God within you. Jako rakhe saiya, maar na sake hain koi. If you have God within you, nothing in the world can affect you. Baal na baaka kar sake, jo jag bairi hoye. Even a hair within cannot be affected by all external forces. If God Himself is protecting you. And the question of if doesn't arise. God is protecting you. So friendly attitude, friendly expectations. Next type of attitude, karuna. When you see people struggling with their weaknesses and with their even with their perversions, when you see people struggling, there should be compassion. How to help them? Not a sense of being so superior, let me punish this person. How dare he becomes mad? Okay. First, name the person a terrorist and then go after him with very bigger terror. What will happen to the world of compassion? Compassion demands summoning up your divine qualities. Cruelty demands summoning up all your negative, demoniac vices. If the world's problems are constantly viewed in the terms of terror by terror, resolving terror by another type of terror. That philosophy exists. That's a real culture. Real religion is to awaken that goodness in the heart of people. I will not go further. The point is compassion. Buddha-like compassion. Jesus-like compassion. That compassion must develop. And when these qualities are developing, they are spiritual nourishment to your soul. Your soul develops a strength to pass through difficult circumstances without being beaten up. And the last of these is called upeksha. Upeksha, when you are involved with situations, of encountering people who are absolutely crude, completely lost their minds, negative. The best method there is to act like a stone, become like a wall, be indifferent. In one of the parables of Buddha, seeing Buddha's fame spreading, one of his royal relatives became jealous and sent someone to agitate Buddha, to let people see that Buddha is not as calm and controlled as he appears to be. The person comes, he has been given word that he will be given a lot of money for it. He comes, and while Buddha is in serene meditation, he goes on saying so many negative things about Buddha until he gets tired. It went on happening 3 times. Now he was not only tired, he became disgusted. He said, "What is this? Are you completely deaf?" Buddha said, "No. You are bringing offerings to me, and if I don't accept them, they belong to you." So there lies the point. If you don't accept the rudeness and the crudeness of the evil-minded people, you remain untouched. But when you start reacting, "How dare you say all that? When did you find me so negative? What harm have I done to you?" You started asking irrationality for their crudeness. Then you are going to be caught in a big illusion. So practicing these virtues allow your mind to be sama. Remember also the 4 gatekeepers. Shama is serenity. Dama, control of senses. Sanskrit word shama and sama as synonyms. So shama, santosh, satsang and vichar. Shama, being just serene, that opens the gateway to liberation. Next point, Santosh. Be internally aware that you have all the resources you need, because God is with you and God has the whole universe within Him. So therefore, tap on your inner resources. External resources will be drawn to you by God's grace. In other words, be active in a realistic world. Do your self-effort. But while doing your self-effort, understand your intellect operates under the guidance of God within you. So the more tuned you are to God, better is your ability to discern into the reasonings behind your situations and handle them. And of course, your victory is God's victory. The internal contentment must develop. That contentment is not to be computed with being passive. Positive contentment gives you great energy. But passive contentment, that's called the deluded contentment. Mithyatripti, the name is Mithyatripti. False contentment. The false contentment is a negative quality. In other words, a student says, I'm not going to study anything because I've already studied them. I'm contented. I'm going to pass. I will get the highest mark. That's not called contentment. Real contentment will make you strong, vibrant, full of energy. And the last of the four is vichar. Rather, satsang. Let's see what. Satsang and vichar. Satsang is good association. And vichar is reflection. Shama, satsantosh, satsang and vichar. These are four points to be remembered. And shamak is the basis, basic foundation. Tadutapyahu. This is chapter 2, section 1, and mantra 2. Samna ena upagaditi, sadhuna enam upagaditkeva tadahu, and so forth. Therefore, when people say, he approached him with saman, this implies that he approached him with a good motive. Always, all your approach should be with saman, with maitri bhav, friendliness, sneha bhav, a heart-to-heart good feeling. Sajjanata bhav, a courteous attitude to each other. Karuna bhav, compassion. If these attitudes operate through you, you are highly enriched. And the world becomes joyous for you. But when you are moving with negative feeling, the world is full of enemies. Let me see which enemy I'm going to meet. I'm going to crush his nose. So that type of attitude dominating the mind, that takes you away from your goal. So approach everything with Thaman. Atho tapyahu samno bateti yat sadhu bhavati sadhu batetyeva tadahu asamno bateti yat sadhu bhavati. When there something good happens, people say it is sama for us. When something negative happens, they say it is asama for us. Thus knowing when one meditates on sama, sama or saman, both are same thing. If one meditates on saman as good, all good qualities hasten towards him and serve him. Now comes very famous statement from the Upanishad called Sama Vratani. Sama vows. Vows that change your personality until people say it's wow. Vow that leads to the vow. Mahamanaha syat tadvratam. Tapantam na nindet tadvratam. Varshantam na nindet tadvratam. Ritun na nindet tadvratam. Lokan na nindet tadvratam. Pashun na nindet tadvratam. Sarvamasmiti upasita tadvratam tadvratam. These statements should be highlighted in your mind. Bahumana mahamana syat, be magnanimous minded. Don't be little minded. That should be your vow. Tapantam na nindet. You opened your door and walked out and find scorching heat of the sun. And immediately you started condemning it. What a nasty day. It's burning on my head. What will happen to my hair? And so forth. Try to understand. But if you are too hot, take care, gets. But You do not have to condemn the heat of the sun. Understand in the cosmic plan, in universal plan, it is that heat that allows the earth to draw in store of energy, solar energy. And this solar energy that is helping countless vegetables, trees, herbs to grow. It is helping life to flourish. In countless ways, every living being is benefited by it. So understand that nasty heat that you are constantly pushing into your mind, nasty, nasty, nasty. Pushing your mind, how wonderful, how wonderful, what? You may be perspiring, but it is wonderful. And that's the how. Do not condemn rain. Again, when showers constantly in monsoons, days go by and still showering, and people constantly go on complaining. They start sneezing and say, "La monga, la monga." Some flu is coming. I'm not talking about flying. When peacocks dance, when rain comes, human beings snicker. There again, your mind should have magnanimous feeling. How much the earth needs, how much that water helps countless jivas, living beings. What a wondrous act of creation. It is a kind of a grace showering from the heaven. Do not condemn the seasons. Some people have their choice of seasons. Spring, they spring out. But winter, they grumble. The rain, they sneeze. And so forth. Different seasons. And of course, mind that develops the habit of finding fault, finds fault with every season, though there is absolutely no reason to it. On the other hand, if you are wise and spiritual, every season has its beauty, and your mind can enjoy like a great work of inspiring poetry. So is the world, a great work. And every day brings a page of divine poetry. Every season brings a chapter of something wonderful. Lokanna nindet. Do not condemn people. People are human beings. See yourself in different forms. You have passed through different stages. The stages that you have passed through, there are many people who are in those stages in a low level. Understand, they are all you. in low level, higher level, highest level. It's one big family. And there is no need to develop a kind of hatred towards people. So do not condemn people. Pashun nanindet. And do not condemn pashus, that means animals, birds, and all living creatures. What's the reason? All this is myself. The self in you expresses in all. Thus should one meditate. This is the vow. And we'll say, wow. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Gurudev, I have a question. I'd like to know, I think I asked this a long time ago, but I forgot what you said, so... So I'm wondering, how did mantras come about?
By research. How did the scientific formulas come about? How did H2O came about? The research was made, and scientists came to analyze and understand. Similarly, there has been research of all types, and people made experiments with themselves and came to understand that sound has its effect on the mind. The words you speak, they have impact on the mind. And if the words are composed of, just like water is composed of H2O, your words are composed of root letters. Root letters, let me give you the illustration. When you say the mantra Ram, R is the root letter of rush, run, rise. R is creating a sound effect of awakening. M is the root letter of mother, mama, all that is soft, sublime. So, literature is made on the basis of that psychic connection with mind and sound of every letter. On that basis, mantras were generated. On that basis, songs have been brought about. Some songs make you calm, relaxed, and some songs can make you weep. So therefore, mantra, how it is repeated, etc., all has evolved. Okay?
All right, thank you.